Man proposes, God disposes. It is not that because a devotee is completely depending on the Lord that he does nothing. He simply waits for Krishna. Krishna tells Arjuna that you're a fighter, you fight. Fight with faith in me. Do not be attached to victory or defeat, loss or gain, attainment or loss, nothing. Just fight for my pleasure, for my service, and have faith that whatever is best will be done. That is our faith. That we simply endeavor honestly and sincerely in devotional service, and whatever the result is best. It is the grace of God. Therefore, we accept it with great, great joy and happiness. This is Krishna consciousness. Our petty little problems, our unfulfilled desires, our insignificant, tiny insecurities, we concentrate on these things like a little spark. We fan it with our anxieties, and it just grows bigger and bigger and bigger until we cannot even see or think of anything except, why is this happening to me? This is only due to one reason. We do not have faith. We do not have faith in Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is describing here that the karmis, they work their whole life to accumulate wealth. And what is the result? Actually, yesterday I was riding in an airplane. And I was sitting to one young college student. And he was asking nice questions. And he was asking, if I ever have the glorious fortune of being entitled to preach to movie stars. You are based in Bombay. Do you ever get to preach to the movie stars? And he was very anxious to hear any names that would awaken his dormant, illusory consciousness. It wasn't so dormant, actually. So, I was thinking that this society is so upside down. In the Vedic culture, actors and actresses were considered sudras. And people would be ashamed to know such people. They might enjoy their entertainment, but they don't want to know them. They don't want to mix with them. They will be very proud to associate with a sadhu, with a learned, self-realized soul. But today, people have to hide the fact that they're going to the Hare Krishna temple and associating with sadhus. Sometimes, instead of japa beads, they have to use clickers so that people won't know that they're associating with sadhus, right? Instead of going, they go. Sometimes people wear their neck beads in so many fashionable ways so that people do not know that they are associating with the Vaishnavas. But if people, somebody knows a movie star, they say, oh, you know who I met last night? Ah, very nice. You are lucky, man. Huh? But when I met the number one TV star in all of America, he was only telling me how miserable he was, how lonely he was, and how everybody like him was totally frustrated, empty, and lonely in life. Women, he said, ah, na dhanamna janamna sundarim, Lord Chaitanya said, I do not want women, I do not want money, I do not want fame. But these people say, I want more and more women, I want more and more money, and I want more and more fame. He said, women, every beautiful movie actress practically in America was on my show and I had sex with every one of them. Ha ha. And they liked it. and I liked it. And money, $30,000 a week. And fame, he had to disguise himself before he'd go out of the house because people would just go, ah, there he is. Look, 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 mommy, there he is. Ah. He had all fame, all money, all wealth, all beautiful women. And he was associating with the most famous people in the world. And he told me that I was so lonely, and I was so frustrated, and I was in so much anxiety. And everywhere I looked, all the people I was with, they were just putting on a show that they were very happy, that they were very blissful, that they were very successful in life. But every one of them was completely frustrated, lonely. And most of them had to take all sorts of drugs and intoxications just to face the world day after day. So is this what we work like asses for? This is the illusion of Maya. One more thing and then you'll be happy.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.